Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. The good news tonight at 10 o'clock is Scott Walker has defeated the communists by a 60% vote to 40% with the Trotskyites, with the bullies, with the hoodlums. Yes, so America, this is a message for Obama. Paul Ryan said it. He said, first, that we're going to save Wisconsin, and then Wisconsin is going to save the country. And that's what's going to happen. And the steamroller is coming out of the Tea Party is coming off their nap. And I've heard these last couple of weeks everybody saying, well, the Tea Party is finished. They're asleep. They don't know what they're doing. They got this. They're right wingers. What's a right winger? You love your country, you love your children. You don't want to hurt anybody? Is that a right winger? Huh? You love your God? Is that a right winger? Then I want to be a right winger. What's a left winger? That's a nice name for communist. What's a socialist? That's a social name for communist. Bill Clinton came out and attacked Alan West. He said, communism? That word hasn't been used since the 50s. Oh, yeah? That's what you think, Bill. Bill was a draft dodger, you know. He fought for the Viet Cong. Him, Jane Fonda, John Kerry, all the people in power. They're all VC. Dinks in the wire. Bill Clinton, he's going to play a Biff in Back to the Future. You know that famous parking lot scene? That's Clinton. Bill Clinton, who gave us Rwanda. Bill Clinton, who gave us the 911 towers and made $170 million in government service that we know about. Yes, it's wonderful. Politics is good money. They should start running commercials. Hey, you want to be a senator? Well, you take our course and we'll show you how to play the Academy Awards. The envelope, please. Yeah, oh man, we in trouble. Well, we may not be in trouble too much longer, because I got a feeling there's a steamroller heading to Washington. And this guy cannot be elected for 4 more years. There's too many communists. Do you know how many communists were exposed after Joe McCarthy had the wrong list? And the wall came down, and we got access to Soviet intelligence archives. 350 communists were getting pay stubs from the Soviet Union. That's not communist sympathizers. That's communists working for the Soviet Union. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to remember who it was. There was a communist who was embedded. I can't remember if it was the State Department or the FBI. I think it was the FBI. And the Soviets gave him up. They leaked it. They leaked it to the FBI that he was a communist. And I think the reason for that was he was getting ready to collect his pension. He was retiring, and he was going to collect his pension, and the Soviets didn't want to pay him. Just like Obama doesn't want to pay the doctor that he left over in Pakistan and didn't help him get out of the country and get his family out of the country. Just like we abandoned Hosni Mubarak, who did more to keep peace in the Middle East than all these guys that are out there tonight looking for Pakistani nukes. Yeah, Hosni Mubarak is dying in jail, and not one American raised a finger to help him. And that's the American creed in Washington. The American creed in Washington is, oh, we can't defend Taiwan. We never agreed to defend Taiwan. We agreed to defend Formosa. They changed their name, and that voided the contract. Yeah. Yep. Oh, Israel? Oh, no. Listen. We can't lose all those Muslim votes. We need those Muslim votes. Yeah, no, Israel is too small, and they'll find another place. Yeah, and listen, when Netanyahu comes to the White House, have him come in through the back door. And if he refuses to come in through the back door and he comes in through the front door, let him out the back door. Let him go past the garbage. Yeah. And while we're at it, send that bust of Winston Churchill back to the Queen of England. And while we're at it, just give the nuclear submarine nuke serial numbers to Putin. And while we're at it, let's cover up the loss of SEAL Team 6. Just bury them in the press. You know, our press that we control. You know how we'll do it? We'll call it a chopper crash. That's it. That's all. Just say a chopper crash. Bury them before they get home. Bury them in the press before the bodies get offloaded at Dover Air Force Base. Draped in the flag, the American flag that 48 senators voted to burn. Yeah, that's the ticket. And listen, don't tell these dumb Americans anything. Wait till after the election and I get a chance to talk to Putin. And then we'll figure out how to get the UN to take parts of Alaska and give it to the Russians. We'll do it through the UN so it looks like that we're not being obvious. Yeah, the UN will be. As a matter of fact, you know what? How many Marines we have in Okinawa? Order them all blue helmets. Yes, they look better in blue helmets. And recall 9,000 of them and make sure they get laid off. And let's not give them benefits. We'll cut down on the cans at the commissary. Yeah, we got to break this America. This America has got too much spirit. And before you know it, they'll get their religion back, and then they'll be very hard to deal with and control. As a matter of fact, there's a girl who was running a race in Ohio today, and she's going to start a lot of trouble because she stopped to pick up a fallen American and who was competing against her, and she carried her to the finish line and put her over the finish line first. And did you see the crowd? Did you see the crowd going crazy? Did you see the crowd cheering? We don't want that Spirit of America getting out again. It took us a long time to bottle it up. We've been working hard undermining these children in the grammar schools and in the high schools and definitely in the colleges. We graduate more KGB agents today than ever before. And we don't want this Spirit of America getting out of the bottle one more time. In the meantime, have you got a tune you can play? Have we got a tune? Can we get an anti-American tune? What do we have? Oh, yeah, I've got an anti-American tune.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low, and then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back, and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two-engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Bright stars.
freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
Okay. So I've just repumped you. I gave you a transfusion. You're now more American than you were 5 minutes ago. That girl sings, that's Faith Hill. She sings a nice Star Spangled Banner. None of that, look at me, I'm the singer, you know? I'm the singer and this music is nothing. It's all about me. I hate those people. I hate those people that do that. Well, congratulations to Scott Walker. I see some of the people that supported him are coming in. And let me see what this... Oh, that's a recommended comment and on a video. Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton to Alan West. This isn't the 1950s. Nobody's seen a communist in over a decade. Now, this is not the 1950s, but then he says no one has seen a communist in over 10 years. Let me tell you, Bob Grant on Sunday. Jimmy from Brooklyn calls in. He'll give you 20 names of communists that are active right here in New York City, including a controller for Mayor Bloomingdale, who is a known communist. Lynn Rogers commented, okay, he honestly thinks Americans are stupid in buying this bull. Alan West stood up and declared communists in the government and would not back down. I would stand behind Alan West. And you know what? Bill Clinton is a racist. How do you like that? How's that for a reverse Democrat tactics? Yeah, that's all you got to do. You play their game. Check out Scott Walker Wins. You know who sent you this email? How come you don't ask me that question when... AOL, I feel very bad with AOL because Huffington Post took it over and it's going communist. And I love AOL. I started with it, but now I take everything with a grain of salt with AOL. And eventually, I'm going to have to look for a new mouse mover. Yeah, unbelievable. Check out the photo. Scott Walker Wins. He won big. He won big. I thought it was going to be like 3 points. He really ate this guy's lunch, but he didn't eat this guy's lunch. The people of Wisconsin did. It is Wisconsin, isn't it? Oh man, I'll tell you, it's sad. It's really sad. We're winning by inches. We're taking our country back very close. Too many close calls. Just look at our State Department was in a meeting with Israel when they heard of what he did to Miss Lewinsky. She is Jewish, and then Israel walked out on the negotiations and did no longer trust the Clintons. The Clintons then sent a lot of dollars and people to defeat the same leader they now have. There has been bad blood between them since. And I heard a story that he was on the phone when he was getting a harmonica lesson from Miss Lewinsky. And he was on the phone with the Chinese ambassador. And the Chinese ambassador said, Mr. Clinton, how are you? How Hickory? How everybody? Hey, Mr. Clinton, you busy right now? Oh, Mr. Clinton, you're speaking Chinese. Ooh, wah, yee. Yeah. Yeah, what a president. Oh, and all the libs, all the libby communists will tell you, oh, it had no effect on his performance on the job. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's see here. Tea Party has urged to boot the old GOP, the GOP. Get rid of the GOP. I totally agree. They're saying we have two choices, which is a sham. The process has been circumvented. Open and full disclosure has been blacked out. The voters don't have a chance to make intelligent choices. You have no media that's bird-dogging for you. The media is brainwashing you. And feel sorry for your children because they're going to public schools and they're getting communist cucumber training. And when the communists get finished with them, homosexuality is going to be an Olympic event. And I don't know if you heard about a photographer refused to take wedding pictures of a lesbian couple in New Mexico, and a judge found him guilty and fined him $7,000. Do you know how hard that guy's got to work to get that $7,000 back? And here's a guy who says, I do not intend to demean this issue, so I will simply say it. We have a bunch of left-wing commies trying to take over this country. They exist from the White House down to the useful idiot on the street. I will say I am not a good world citizen of the UN or the socialistic New World Order, and the clowns, including Obama, Romney, and the rest of the Dem and Rhino puppets, need to be cleaned out and the Constitution put back in its proper place. If Clinton is stupid enough to think everyone is blind to him, the UN, the socialistic New World Order, and all the rest of the puppets, he is delusional. For you who think likewise, there's a FEMA camp awaiting for you. There's a lot of talk about FEMA camps. And that are going to, and you know what? They had a situation in Colorado today in a roadblock where the cops handcuffed all the drivers looking for a bank robber. But each car, they pulled the driver out and handcuffed them. And there's going to be a lot of fit hitting the shan as that becomes more public knowledge. So while we were listening to that song, a couple of things came to mind. Drones. You know the drones have been very successful. And the number two guy, Shukri Yahya, was taken out today by a drone. A drone, an American drone. Yes, they took out the whole building that Yahya was in. Yahya. Hello, Yahya. Telegram for Yahya. Yeah, well, he's no more. He's gone. He was number two in Al-Qaeda. And if you notice lately, the drones have been taking out this terrorist and that terrorist. And I'm wondering, don't tell anybody I said this. And don't tell the president because he'll leak it in his new movie, I Got Bin Laden Single-Handedly. But I got a feeling that all the information that was taken from Bin Laden's bedroom has a lot of drone candidates and locations, even though they moved. Yes, but maybe they're not moving fast enough. And there's one guy we haven't heard from since he became head of CIA, and that is that General Petraeus, who George Soros hates. So I hope that General Petraeus is doing the drones, and that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. And Pakistan protested. Let me tell you something. When Iran runs into a snag on getting nukes, Pakistan is going to give them some. You mark my words. And the next war will be nuclear. You can put that in the book, too. Oh, that could never happen, no. You know what Patton said about world clubs? He says, will these guys ever learn? Since man learned how to kill another man with his teeth, and they're doing that down in Miami this week, thanks to drugs. Since man learned how to kill a man with his teeth, and then went to the club, and then went to the bronze spear, you know that the greater the weapon, the quicker it gets used. And that's the story there. Here's something from, this is blacklisted. Let's see what this says. Oh, it's a movie plug for Blacklisted. It's the name of the movie. They Come to America. and as a director, Dennis Michael Lynch, wanted to capture the truth about illegal immigration. I want to tell you something. The Democamos, they tell all the Mexicans that the gringo hates them, and they're not the gringos. They're Democamos. They're their brothers. But what they really aren't telling you is the only reason that they want that the borders open is to bring the drugs in for their children. Yes, they got to keep a junior high so he can live in the basement until he's off of dad's insurance. And then he can go to rehab and get on his own policy. Yeah, I'm not a political guy. There's no political agenda fueling this film. Truth is, making this film, I never gave a single thought to illegal immigration, and yet for some crazy reason, I went as far as risking my life to produce a nonpartisan documentary about the hottest political topic in America. Why, even crazier is why so many people won't want to see my film. They Come to America is anything but politically correct. There's no slant to the left or right. I am not a racist. I don't hate Latinos. I am not funded by anyone. What I am is a filmmaker who has made a film that exposes the truth. And the truth is, illegal immigration is an issue ignored by too many politicians. Not only are they bringing drugs across, now they're bringing young girls across. It is a crime that comes at a tremendous human and financial cost to both Americans and illegals. It is really sad. I support all hardworking Latinos. If you came here illegally, I would love to see you as a hardworking Latino and get a shot. But too many people are bringing you here to use you and abuse you. And the Democamos are the worst. They will give you a ladder, but you'll never be able to climb it because they break the bottom three rungs. You will never be able to get a leg up. They will pretend to love you, but they won't let you into their gated communities. Republicans are worried. The Tea Party people are worried about Boehner. They think he's a double-crosser. Illegal aliens ripping off senior citizens and unemployed Americans. Want to hear that one? See what it says. Please forward this newsletter to every American. Okay, I'll start now. I'll be finished in an hour. American citizens are being ripped off by the illegal alien lobby. The illegal alien lobby is a communist front group. The downfall of America is their goal. They could give two poops less about doing the right thing in America. They're just taking an issue and playing it to the advantage. Illegal aliens are stealing $4 billion per year from the U.S. Treasury using a single tax loophole that only recently has been exposed. Let me tell you about a single tax loophole that is run by the House and Senate, and it's called insider trading. And anybody in Wall Street that gets caught doing insider trading, it gets big federal jail time. But the House and the Senate are exempt. Wouldn't you like to know who bought what over the last 5 years in the House and the Senate under this insider trading ban? Yeah, wouldn't you like to know? I'd like to know who sold the airline short on 9/11. I tried to find out, but nobody will tell me. I'll bet you there's a guy there whose name starts with an S and ends with an S. Yeah. And never forget, Al-Qaeda, the terrorists, Hezbollah, all those good religious Muslims, they are more religious than the average Muslim because they believe in jihad, which is in the Quran 160 times. They will pay an imam 20% of all booty taken in jihad. These are the deeply religious Muslims there are. And they believe they will go to paradise if they kill the infidel and die killing the infidel. They believe there are 72 virgins waiting for them in paradise. Forget about the family that they left here to starve. That has nothing to do with it. They are the most deeply religious Muslims on earth. Jihad to them is like communion to a Catholic. So, just wanted to mention that. Illegal aliens are now claiming billions using a child tax credit. But how many more schemes have they come up with? I'm going to tell you, there are more schemes than you will find, catch, and expose in a lifetime. And you want to know what the cause of the schemes are? There's only one cause: too much tax money. This government has more money than it knows what to do with. And I'm going to give you one example. If you've ever been exposed to any kind of government buying, the first thing you will hear out of any government purchasing agent when it comes time of budget time and they've got to spend all the money that they got, we cannot turn it back in because if we turn it back in, they'll give us less next year. So they always always buy more. And that's you're not going to have any cost cutting. You're not going to have it. Nowhere. Not federal, not state, not city. The only way you're going to do it is stop feeding the drug addict. In this case, the drug addict is the tax addict. You've got to wean them off the tax money and leave them to cut the size of his agency down. Otherwise, they're just going to keep growing on your back. They're like a giant succubus. There isn't a government in the city, state, and Fed that couldn't be cut in half tomorrow and run more efficient. You don't believe that? Well, what can I tell you? You got money for them, you give it. When you're young and in your prime, they don't mess with you. They wait until you're old and you can't fight back anymore. And then they will milk you. They will milk you. So what else we got here? Zuckerberg dumped $1 billion in Facebook. Now, that's a crime. That is a crime. I'll tell you why. Usually when you do an IPO, especially if you're on the inside, you're told you can't sell your stock for over a year. This guy dumped it right away. He dumped it right away. He knows something. Gay marriage ban headed for the Supreme Court. God help us. God help us. We were talking about the lack of education and how the United States is, 17th or 23rd in the world now for education. They can't multiply. They can't divide. The Democrats know how to divide. But everybody's forgotten how to multiply. That's why we're importing the citizens. Unbelievable. So, I forgot what I was going to say. We were talking about something. Obama pushing gay agenda down throats of allies. What does that mean? You gotta look at how the Democamos work. You know, Savage said something tonight. He said in the 50s we had more harmony with blacks than we do today. And that's true. And that's true because I grew up in the 50s and I lived in an all-white neighborhood, but I went to school in a mixed-race neighborhood, and I got along fine with blacks. They got along fine with me. We didn't have no trouble. And today, you can't get that. Ugly American Barack Obama pushing radical gay agenda down the throats of our allies. When we joined friends in Latvia in signing a letter to Judith Garber, the U.S. ambassador to Latvia, condemning her public statements in support of so-called same-sex marriage and her division to participate in her capacity as a U.S. government official in the Baltic Gay Pride Parade on June 2nd, we didn't expect such an in-your-face response. And then it says, read the full story. Should we read the full story? This is America's conservative news. News the liberal media buries or won't print. Oh, you mean like the ambush and murder of SEAL Team 6 that nobody knows about? What do you mean? What do you mean there? Yeah. There's 22 dead SEALs that were sent on a mission in one chopper along with 8 other GIs. Ugly American Barack Obama. The letter from Garber below should speak for itself. But she makes it more than clear that advancing the Obama administration's imperialistic promotion of the radical homosexual agenda around the world must move forward, even if doing so insults our allies and damages our foreign policy. I said to Jimmy from Brooklyn the other night, I said, hey, Jimmy, who is the greatest threat to the United States? Is it the Russians or the Chinese? And you know what he said to me? Guess which one he said. He said, there's no difference. They're all communists. It's the communism that's the threat. Her response is a tremendous slap in the face to the people of Latvia. An overwhelming majority of the Latvian people vigorously oppose the radical homosexual agenda and so-called same-sex marriage. And Latvia, unlike the United States, has actually amended its constitution to prohibit so-called same-sex marriage. Liberals often admonish patriotic Americans and ask us to consider why other nations often don't trust the United States. Garber's insulting letter provides the answer. Perhaps other nations would like us and trust us more if our public officials were trying to shove policies down their throats that the American people oppose and they find abhorrent. Then they have the letter, but I can't read it. Unfortunately, you ignore the fact that 10 countries in the world have adopted Netherlands. Yeah, well, they're all drug addicts. But here's the countries. Netherlands, Belgium, Spain, Canada, South Africa, Norway, Sweden, Portugal, Iceland, and Argentina. President Obama has been president while five of those confirmed that gay rights are civil rights. Have those 10 countries collapsed after joining the increasing trend towards marriage equality? It's not marriage equality. It's not marriage equality. It's a communist movement. They burrow into any cause that they can exploit. And there are Afro-Leninists. There are Homo-Leninists. And it's all to exploit and divide. The three goals of Joseph Stalin were to destroy the three strengths of the United States: patriotism, spirituality, and morality. And I don't want my grandchildren being educated in school that homosexuality is normal. It is not normal. It is abnormal. And people are afraid to speak out about it because it's not politically correct. But we've been politically corrected for 40 years now, and it's time that we started to vomit. Started to vomit the truth. And I'm going to just say one thing about that abnormal relationship. I call it sick sex. You can call it whatever you want. Nobody ever had an ass baby. And the purpose of marriage is between a man and a woman to raise and protect children. Not a puppy. Not a moose. But a man and a woman. And the Bible has said so. And the Catholic Church will always say so, even if you crucify us. The truth is the truth, and it can't be buried, and it can't. There are no amendments to the Ten Commandments. So, and more you're going to hear people speaking out, especially when they see the damage that's being done by the media, by the Communist Party of North America, which is now the Democamo Party. This is also the same party that endorses a homosexuality, endorses child murder, and they'll even murder them up until the ninth month, and they call it settled law. When the majority commits murder, murder will be the law of the land. When the majority commits abomination, abomination will be the law of the land. And when the majority does drugs, drugs will be legal. But we don't have to worry about that because we've just got a sugar problem. Hang in there, I'll give you a tune. Got to find my voice box here. And I didn't like to be forced out. I'm coming out of my closet. I like to live and let live. Laissez-faire is my rule of thumb.
but you're shoving murder down my throat that I don't like, that appalls me, and I'm going to tell you about it. I'm not going to lie to myself. One Nation under Tim Tebow. What are we doing here? I got the wrong thing. You're killing me. You're killing me. Blog Talk Radio Studio. Here we go. I got it. Yeah, so I think Petraeus might be doing a pretty good job, and he's not getting any attention, which is good. It means he's operating behind the screen. Also, I want to give a shout-out to the coal miners in Pennsylvania. I know they're trying to stiff you boys, and I know that West Virginia and Ohio are also in the same boat. But let me tell you something. If you vote for Obama, you're signing your death warrant. And any Pennsylvanian that votes for Obama is betraying the coal miners. Coal has been around and will be around and will be a fuel for another 1,000 years. So, having said that, I'm going to play you my war chant. I think I am. Ooh, that's the Our Father, but the Russian choir. Here we go. Madonna, she's going political, and going political. Yeah, I don't want to tell you what I think of Madonna. Don't ask me. But I got to tell you, she's corrupted more young girls than the devil himself. And her legacy is going to be a destroyed nation, an immoral nation, and I mean, it's terrible. You have no idea how bad it is. I have no idea. I'm shocked, and I've yet to be shocked because I don't have an idea. But when I hear fifth grade girls are telling their mothers that they can't hold out much longer because of the peer pressure. I'm sick. I'm really sick. How are you going to, you know, like, I'm watching mothers raising babies right now. How they cuddle them, how they nurse them, how they guide them, how they don't take their eyes off them. And today, let me tell you, you can't leave your kid alone. There is no mother in her right mind that would take her eyes off her kid for more than 10 seconds. because there's a lot of pervs out there. I think that there's an increase in pervs. But Madonna is the worst role model for any mother that wants to raise a daughter properly. And she spits in the face of God. And she's going to pay a terrible price. And now she's starting to wrinkle up. And so she's going political. She's going to end up with the Demo Camos. And she just, I think, she just insulted somebody in Israel. She was doing an Israel concert. And she singled out some right-winger, which is actually a real Israeli. And she had her photo put up with a swastika on it, on the forehead, like Charles Manson look, you know. And a lot of people got upset. But, you know, that's Americans. They're rude. They're crude. They go to foreign countries and they take a dump in the middle of the street. And everybody is supposed to call that ice cream. We are an embarrassment. There should be a law about sending anybody overseas that is going to embarrass this country. You know, if they pass that law tomorrow, everybody would have to be here. There'd be very few people allowed to leave. I remember being in the service in Germany and being told, you know, you're a representative of the United States, and you be sure that you don't bring any disgrace upon you, your country, or your uniform. And I tried to live by that rule. But today, what's the big movie? The guy that got caught smuggling hash. It seems like every American tourist has got this first thing is he's got to make a drug buy. And in Mexico, they throw him in jail, and then Hillary Clinton goes and negotiates for their release. You know, as long as they promise to vote the Demo Camo. Yeah, God help us, man. But poor Hosni Mubarak, he's dying in jail. He probably did more to keep peace in the Middle East in the last 20 years, 30 years, than all the State Department representatives that deny knowing him now. Hosni who? Yeah. The Shah of Iran? You heard about Jimmy Carter and the Shah of Iran, what he said when the Shah was in trouble. Yet the Shah warned us about an organization here in New York that's communist-run. I'm trying to think of the name of it. The Institute for Policy Studies. Yeah. A lot of communist organizations. Give you a little rock and roll. Well, before I give you Rock and Robin, that just reminded me because there's a tweet in this song, and before Obama didn't want to go to Wisconsin to help the Democratic candidate usurp Governor Walker. So he sent him a tweet. But Bill Clinton went and told him there's no communists in the United States anymore. And that he never had sex with that woman, what's her name? Not the one that brought the rape charges, the other one. Yeah. Is, what's the meaning of is? Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Yeah, so Obama sent a tweet. Just hope he doesn't send us a tweet when the first nuka goes off.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rock and robin. Tweet. Rockin' Robin, slow rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, birds go. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, slow rockin' Robin.
because we're really gonna rock tonight. A pretty little raven that the birdman sent. Talked him like a goose, a bump, and it was grand. It started going steady and blessed my soul. He outbopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman stand tossed him off the truth of pop, and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He outbopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetops all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, rock, rock, rockin' Robin. Oh, Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
You hearing that? He says we're gonna start going steady. That's how people used to do it in the 50s. They used to date, wear my pin, wear my ring, go steady. We used to pretend that we were gonna be like married couples. Do you know there were no divorces when I grew up? If the only people who could get divorces were in Hollywood, and they had to go to Mexico. And somebody asked me today, you know, we were watching the coronation of the Queen, the diamond anniversary, 60 years. She was a queen since she was 25, when King George's brother abdicated the throne to marry a divorced woman. They wouldn't let him be king because he was marrying a Sloane Simpson, who was a divorcee, an American divorcee. And yet the Anglican Church was formed by Henry VIII, and it was built on a divorce. He divorced them in the beginning, and then when he got impatient, he cut their heads off. Unbelievable. But that's life in the big city, right? And here's now Camilla Parker Bowles, and she's with Prince Charles in the carriage today. And you know what? It was a good sign that there were no assassination attempts. I was saying a little prayer that somebody wasn't going to put a bullet their way, send a bullet their way, shouting Allahu Akbar. I said to myself, if that happens, they kill this queen, there won't be a Pakistani left in England. They'll all be on the first boat out, because that will be, you know, you can go so far, you know. The Italians have a saying I like. It's never mistake kindness for weakness. Just because I'm being nice to you doesn't mean I can't kill you. Yeah, so that's interesting, huh? Give you a little zoom.
Well, zoom,
commented on President Clinton telling Alan West, "This isn't the 1950s. Nobody's seen a communist in over a decade." And this guy says, "Sadly, a Slick Willie's audience are all practicing communists, and they don't even know it. They are useful idiots. All a person needs to do is read the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto." And you can see that there are indeed many communists in this country are trying to destroy America from within. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, Take Me to the Beach, in the epilogue, I've listed the 45 goals of the Communist Party. And they've reached every one of them here in the United States. It is really sad. It is really, really sad. And I got to tell you something, you need religion, and you need the religion that built this country, not some sun rock or worshiper. You need the religion that built this country, the Judeo-Christian religion. And you got to use the Ten Commandments as your guide. Remember, there are no amendments to the Ten Commandments, and Congress can't do anything to it except ban it, which they're trying to do. And they're also trying to take the crosses of all the cemeteries. And they go after the veterans. They hate the veterans, especially the dead ones, because it's easy to push them around. They can't fight back. They're in Valhalla. But they're watching. And they're expecting us to do our duty like they did their duty. So, remember, God and country forever. One nation under Tim Tebow. Oh, see, Tim Tebow, a religious guy, how they hate him. Sarah Palin, look what they did to Sarah Palin. Right? Did you hear what David Letterman said about Sarah Palin's youngest daughter? And A-Rod knocked her up at a ball game? And this guy is making $40 million a year, tearing his country to shreds. Unbelievable. There's a lot of blogs about Clinton's remarks. Everybody's up in arms about it. Bill can't see very well, as I have seen many communists, but they call themselves progressives. Many Americans are awake to the truth now and will fight to save our country and return to constitutional law as the supreme law. I got to tell you, this is the first time in the history of the United States that we elected a communist and a communist party. And you don't believe that, but I guarantee you when historians look back at how close we came to losing our country, they're going to identify Obama as a communist, supported by communists, protected by communists, and educated by communists. And Obama didn't do it alone. So here's a guy named Rodriguez. Yes, Alan West or Ron or Rand Paul for VP. So he wants American freedom. Texicanos. You know what Texicanos are? Those are Mexicans who died at the Alamo on our side. Their names are on the wall. Not only is Bill Clinton a deserter from the U.S. Army, he's a traitor for making available all U.S. patents available to the damn Russians. You hear that? That's one of the 45 goals in my book that you can get anyway. You don't need to buy my book to get it. All you got to do is Google 45 goals of the Communist Party, and one of them is allow the Russians access to the patent office. And now the Chinese have access, and they don't even bother to come. They just come in through the computers. We're in trouble. And here's the thought for tonight that you can take to bed with you. Never forget, on the night of 9/11, nobody slept easy. Nobody slept easy. Everybody was waiting. We didn't know how many planes were coming or what it was going to be next. Can you imagine 50 malls in 50 states? All baby carriages taking fire all at one time. You imagine what's going to happen in this country? You know what they're going to do? They're going to arrest the Americans to stop the fight back. You wait and see. So what was I going to tell you? I forgot what I was going to tell you. But we're out of time. So I'll close with a wolf howl. It's not the pale moon that excites me. Have a nice night.